Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Philippians, are you there? Paul is telling by the Spirit of God. Philippians 1:14, he said, many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, he's in jail. And you know, we just got through reading Rejoice in the Lord Always. That's from the same book. Somebody who's in jail, and the jails were not nearly as nice as they are today. Back then. I don't say they're nice now. But they really weren't nice back then. Yeah. And he's encouraging them. Be rejoicing all the time now. Instead of going, oh, y'all got to pray. Oh, y'all got to get me out of here. Oh, this is awful. Oh, the food. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you about the food. Wouldn't there have been plenty for him to be upset about, to be unhappy about? Yes, but is he doing that? If you read the book of Philippians, there's none of that in there. He's telling them to rejoice all the time. Do you think he's a hypocrite? Then what's he doing? He's rejoicing all the time in jail. And that makes him strong, which is why he can be like he is and write like he's right. Come on, can you see this? These are not a weak man's words. This is the Holy Spirit through a strong vessel. And this is how he starts out the letter. He said, many of the brethren in the Lord have heard about me being in jail, and they have got bold to speak the word without fear. Well, that obviously makes him happy. And some are preaching Christ out of envy and strife. Their motives are wrong. Their heart is wrong. And Paul was upset about that. And it was bothering him bad because people were not using the gospel right, and they were doing some things with wrong motives. Because he cared about the integrity of the gospel. Actually, no. Verse 16. Some of them's preaching Christ out of contention. They're not sincere in what they're preaching, and they think it's going to bother me. They suppose they're adding affliction to my bonds. Wow. Some of them are preaching out of love. They know why I'm here. I'm for the defense of the gospel, and their hearts are right. Right. What then? You ought to say that. What then? What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether it's in pretense, whether they're pretending, or whether they're sincere, Christ is preached. That's right. Even if their heart's not right, they're hearing something about Jesus, and I'm rejoicing. Yeah, and I will rejoice. Yeah. How much better is this than pining away in prison? I got to get out of here. I got to straighten these guys out. Man, they're messing up the doctrine of Christ. They're messing up the gospel. Well, that's you acting like you're bigger than you are. That's acting like God can't defend himself and his gospel without you. And it's refusing to do what he told you to do, which was trust him, rest in him, and rejoice all the time. Can you see? It's how you look at it. Is Paul, would most people see it the way he's seeing it? He called it my gospel. So he felt very personal and possessive about it. My gospel. And they are messing with his gospel. And it's obvious their hearts are not right. Their ministry's not right. But what does he say? Hey, Jesus is being preached. Whether they mean for it to be right or not, Jesus is being preached and I'm rejoicing. And I'm going to keep on rejoicing. And he told you just a few chapters later, now you got to rejoice too. All the time you must rejoice. You see this in James. You see this in James. The first chapter and the ninth verse. He said, let the brother of low degree do what? Rejoice in that he's exalted. Verse 10. And let the rich one do what? He's going to rejoice in that he is made low. So if you're poor, what do? You rejoice because you're coming up.
Right.
If you're rich, what do? You rejoice because you're humbling yourself and realizing that this is not my God. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, same answer.
Rejoice.
Rejoice. Whether you're going in, you rejoice. Whether you're coming out, you rejoice. Amen. Coming up, you rejoice. Going down, you rejoice. You're not rejoicing about what the enemy's doing, but you're rejoicing about what he told you and about the good things that he's doing in your life and where you're going to wind up. Oh, come on, can you see this? Somebody say, I'm rejoicing all the time. All the time. All the time. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Don't turn there, just put it up on the screen. This is the faith perspective, the faith view. He said, for which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man's renewed day by day. What if you experience some weakness and perishing in the flesh? What do? You rejoice because the inner man is not perishing and getting weak. The inner man, can you rejoice about something if you know where to look?
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
Verse 17, for our what?
Light
affliction, which is but for a moment. Did Paul go through some stuff?
Yes.
You know what he's calling light affliction? Being beat with rods, being shipwrecked, being stoned, being in prison. If you'd have said, Paul, bless your heart, man, you have been through the mill. He said, light affliction. Just for a moment. Is this how we should think? Is this how we should believe? Then you're not stuck night and day on how awful this is and how bad this is and how is my whole life long. It's just for a moment. And I don't care what it is compared to what God's got working in you and what God has waiting on you. It is light. Not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed. It's a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. What's the very next verse say? Very next verse says, while we what? Look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are just for a moment. Light and momentary. But the things which are not seen, they are weighty and they are forever. Hallelujah. And if I'm looking at that, I'm rejoicing. If I'm looking at the other, I'm sad and down. Who's it up to what I'm looking at? Whose choice is it? Can I choose to look at something other than what would depress me and anger me and upset me? You learn how to do this. You're going to be hard for the devil to mess with. I'm telling you, you learn how to do this. The enemy, what could the enemy do with Jesus? He threw everything he had at him for 40 days and 40 nights and could not get him to yield to any of it. And finally, the Bible said, left him for a season. Why? He's out of tricks. He had to go and regroup and try to come up with something else. This is how you become. When the enemy can't get you to look at what you shouldn't be looking at, and you keep on looking at what God said and what he did, how you see it makes all the difference. What you're looking at makes all the difference. I don't look at the things that are seen. I look at the things that are not seen. I'm not walking by sight. I'm walking by faith. How can you tell I am? Because I'm rejoicing. I got peace all the time. All the time. No matter what's going on. Still rejoicing. Still rejoicing. Still got my peace. People say, well, you're just unrealistically positive. Yeah, and you ought to see how quickly you could become like this.
That's right.
This is much more than just being positive. This is a choice by faith of the heart.
Amen.
And it is a choice to live by faith. And this choice is what pleases God. And part of the reason it pleases Him is because it allows Him to do things for you that He wants to do for everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Go to John, please. Gospel account of John. John 14. If you read the account beginning in about chapter 13, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16, these are Jesus' last words and fellowship with the disciples before the cross. And as he began to reiterate to them that he's leaving and where he's going, they can't come now, but they'll come later. It really bothered them. It bothered them a lot. And you can imagine, I mean, their life is so radically different than what it was 3 years ago. Yes. Right? Yes. When Jesus came into their life, everything changed. They left everything they knew and followed Him. They have seen miracles they never imagined. They have heard such amazing things. They have been in the presence, hallelujah, of glory, of power, of purity, of the awesome wisdom of God. And then He says, I'm leaving and you can't come with me. And they all said, no, no, no. And they begin to be adamant, we will die with you. No, it doesn't matter where you're going, we will go too. And if we die, we die. We're going, we're going. He said, no, you can't come. You can't, not now. And in the 14th chapter, he began by saying, you know, in my Father's house are many mansions. He's talking about what's going to happen later. You're going to get to be with me. This is not going to be forever. In God's time, it's a moment. You're going to go through some things, but it's going to be light and momentary. He's wanting them to rejoice about the mansions now. Oh, come on, can you see this? Put it up there. We're in John 14, verse 1. They're upset. Now, if you've read this, you know this, but if not, go back and read the previous chapter or two and you'll see what I'm talking about. They are very distraught about him leaving. And he says, don't let your heart be troubled. Now, why would he say that? Because they're troubled. Right. And what's he telling them? This sounds just like our text. Stop mourning. Stop sorrowing. Right? Right? Don't let your heart sink into this. They're yielding to depression and fear about him not being there and them not being with him. You hear people say all the time, I just don't know, I don't think I could live without mama. I just don't think I could live without my husband or my wife. I just don't think I... Don't say that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.